Welcome back to another exciting session of Together Forever. I'm your host, Tumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Mandla, as we continue looking at respect and how we as men understand it, and clearly how that differs from how women understand it, and, you know, last time we looked at when women work, when our wives work, what that means. So in light of that, what are we looking at today?
Today we'll start by looking at housewives. Because many times we look at housewives and we sort of think less of the work they do because they don't bring in money. And so sometimes it's easy for us to see their conduct when it's somewhat similar to those of working wives as being disrespect, when in some cases it's not. Let's look at the output, because many times we value work by the amount of money you can get. The more better paid the person, the more we think the value of their work is. But with housewives, they're not bringing a salary. So because they're not bringing a salary, sometimes we feel that when it comes to financial decisions, we can make them on our own. We feel that we can decide and do things. We can consult them in a not so very consulting manner. You know, when you are telling someone of something you are going to do, that's not consulting. So sometimes we are just informing them of things we are going to do or things we have already done. And usually housewives will start out very quiet. They will start out with a sense that, fine, you are working and so you should be making all these decisions when it relates to finances. And so even when you wake up in the morning, you go to work. But many times as men, we don't always think that the work that housewives do is actually work. But when we look at the output, we realize, wow, housewives work a lot. Mm-hmm. When you wake up in the morning at 5 a.m., you are going to start working at 8 a.m. in the office. A housewife that wakes up at 5 starts her office work at 5.
As soon as she gets up.
As soon as she gets up, she starts working. She doesn't prepare to go to work, because home is where she is working. So when she wakes up at 5 a.m. and helps up with the kids, preparing the kids to go to school, helping you out to go to work, because you find that as a husband, I will find my shirt ironed and stuff like that. And I keep on asking her, where is this, where is that? And she sorts out matters of breakfast. And she makes sure we all leave the house, the kids go to school, and I go to work. When that happens, it's part of her job as a housewife. Then I go to work and start my day job. And then she remains behind and continues a shift that started at 5 a.m.
So it's not like when everyone leaves, she rests.
No, that's a thing. I used to think that's what happens. But it's not what happens. Because as soon as we leave, then she starts cleaning. Then she starts doing the laundry. Then she starts around 8 or whenever. She starts to clean. She starts to sort out the mess we did during breakfast. And by the time she finishes that out and the house is clean, she's kind of preparing for the kids to come back to school so she can sort out their matters of lunch. In between, yes, she'll have time to watch Oprah and do this and that and that and that. And sometimes we think that those moments of her watching TV for half an hour there, for an hour there, we think that that was a lot. And yet, if you're to observe us at our workplaces, we are not always working 8 hours a day. Many times we have opportunities to sit and fiddle with a computer. We have opportunities to sit and hang out with coworkers and chat, but we feel we are working because we are at work.
Okay, and so different environment.
It's different environment, but it's the same thing. Sometimes you may find that you get to work and you're supposed to do a particular task. You do it in 2 hours and you're done. What do you do for the rest of the 8 hours? You're sitting there, you're chatting, you're calling friends, you're talking to colleagues and this and that. And you don't consider it loitering. You don't consider it doing nothing. But if you come home and your wife tells you she was watching this program and that program, you feel, man, she was at home watching TV. Mm-hmm. And yet at work, you are not always, you're not working the entire 8 hours as well. So she may have that time like you do at work, where she could be able to watch this program, do this and do this and do that, and probably chat to this friend and so on. And then after that, she has to prepare for us coming at home, coming back, and then she starts preparing dinner and so on. When I come in from work, she has also been working the whole day, as I've also been working the whole day. Mm-hmm. And when I come home and walk through the door and sit on the sofa in the lounge, my working day has ended. But her working day has not ended. Because then I'm sitting there, I'm expecting food. I'm expecting food, the food comes, and after I eat and so on, I somehow expect the dishes are going to be washed. You know, there's going to be some cleanup before we have our worship or after we have our family worship. And then we go to sleep. Now, she has to also sort out the kids going to bed and so on. So you'll find that sometimes I will end up going to bed before she does. And then she will come to bed and so on. And sometimes I'll be coming to bed and be talking about how there's something wrong with that pants or this shirt and this. So on. And then when she comes to bed, her day that started at 5 a.m. is probably ending around 10. That is her working day. Now, when you look at the output, energy-wise, man, it's a lot. And imagine, you are coming, you've had your eight-hour day. Yes, you had your morning. You also woke up the same time she woke up, and you're probably sleeping around the same time she's sleeping. But it's different. To you, it was not work. She had one long shift. And when you walk into the bedroom as a husband and you expect some other niceties, it feels like an extra chore in a very long day. And sometimes when they speak out of tiredness. They speak out of a sense that you're not helping out. And sometimes you wonder, help out what? She's sitting here the whole day doing nothing. She's not sitting there the whole day doing nothing. She's not. I noticed something about my wife when she was at home. That is, even when it was holidays, she was not on holiday. Because when I'm on holiday and the kids are on holiday, what happens?
Oh, she still has someone has wasn't
to clean. She still has to cook. She still has to do the laundry. She still has to do the ironing. Even when we go somewhere, especially if you go and book a self-catering place, what happens? We buy food. We are on holiday, but mommy still has to do what?
Someone has to cater.
Sometimes you go and buy takeaway food. You decide, okay, fine, I'll buy food that's already cooked. Once you bring it home, someone has to dish it out, put it on plates, serve everybody, and afterwards clean up. So you find that many times the output, their output is somewhat the same as our output, or sometimes even more. And when they are tired, they are genuinely tired. And when they look at their lives and they look at at our lives, sometimes they hope we could help out. Sometimes they hope we could make their burden lighter. And this is why they constantly fight with us about putting our shoes in the cupboard. It's not because they're trying to be men trying to control you. It's because if you were to take off your clothes and put them in the right place. Now, I know I fight with my wife about the same thing, but I kind of understand it. There's something about a habit that struggles with it. When she says, please put things in the right place, you know, when you take off your jacket, hang it. It's because she knows when you leave, she still has to come and hang it. So when you leave your jacket on the bed or on the sofa, you're creating
task.
Work for her. Yeah, in other words, you are extending her working day. And then she simply wants you to assist. And when they speak with a sense of boldness, over time, housewives pick up a sense of boldness because they feel this is unfair. It's unfair that you walk in, you know where your shoes are supposed to be. Why do you leave them in the kitchen? Why do you leave them in the lounge? They feel it's unfair that when you finish drinking water with a glass, you don't put it back onto the cupboard, you just leave it in the sink. Because for them, it's an accumulation of dishes that she has
they
to
will have to.
And so sometimes when she speaks and says, help me, why do you do this? It's not that she's being disrespectful. It's she's seeing work accumulate that does not have to be there. And she's hoping that as a husband, you can be loving and fair and just help her out in a long day that she usually has as a husband, as a wife. So sometimes it feels like disrespect when she speaks out and asks you to do this, do that, pick up after yourself. She's not being disrespectful. She's just asking you to be fair, to be loving, to be kind towards her. And shorten her day.
Well, you know, when you put it that way, Mandla, I'm like realizing the enormity of the task, you know, that some of our wives are confronted with. And then those of us that are lucky to have office jobs, sometimes we get to spend a lot of the day seated.
Yes.
But now, the way you've explained it, you think of all the chores, you know.
They're physically taxing.
They're walking up and down, getting the clothes from the washer to the dryer or to the line, picking things up, and that can be exhausting.
I have found that ironing clothes is a very exhausting exercise. When the clothes come off from the line and they're put there and she has to iron those clothes, it's such a long thing that sometimes takes days. And by the time she finishes this load, the next load of clothes is ready to be ironed. These are chores that are demanding on our wives. And just because there's no money attached to the work they do does not mean it has no value. It does not mean it's not important. It does not mean that it takes less out of her. And the day she realizes that you are not being loving and fair and kind towards her by not helping her out, she will speak with boldness. She will speak with a sense of injustice that this is not fair. And when people feel they're not being treated fairly, the boldness with which they speak sometimes comes across as disrespect.
Mm.
It happens at the workplace with you. Sometimes when you feel your boss is not treating you fairly, you may go. And the boldness with which you speak may sometimes come across as disrespect when you never meant to disrespect your boss. And the same thing happens at home.
Especially,
so let's not always be quick to jump to say the wives are disrespectful.
Especially if it's like been building up over time, you know, nothing is changing over time. And I think you're right, you know, our wives do give hints every now and again that they want us as their husbands involved. Not necessarily because it needs to be done, but they want us involved because we're their husbands.
True. And if for them, when you talk to wives, our wives, you realize that they have this belief that when we say we love them, we actually mean it. And so they sit there and they wonder, this man loves me, but why would a man who loves me let me die under this huge burden of work? Why wouldn't he help me when he can? It's not that he can't. He can. Sometimes the wife will say, I'm not asking you to cook. I'm simply asking you to clean up after yourself. I'm simply asking you that when you take off your clothes, you push them, put them in the washing basket. That's all. I'm asking that when you finish using something, you put it back where it belongs, because when you leave it where it does not belong, it's for her to pick it up.
Hmm. Sadly, man, we're out of time, but that is very true. Guys, remember, we have a responsibility to help our wives. It's only fair. Put yourselves in their shoes and just think of what they go through day in, day out. So let us help. Until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.